This is Phil Davidson, and with me today is Rockford Symphony Orchestra music director Stephen Larson, and we are discussing a perennial favorite, the Holiday Pops, on Saturday, December 21st at 7:30 p.m., and then again on Sunday, December 22nd at 3 p.m., of course, at the Coronado Performing Arts Center. You know, this has always been a personal favorite of mine. My family and I have been attending since the 80s, and with one or two exceptions, I've never missed one. So it's a holiday tradition for
us.
That's
a favorite of mine, too.
So there's so much holiday and Christmas music out there. How do you select what you're going to perform?
Well, that's you've kind of hit the nail on the head there. There's so much music out there. So I start from the point of view of what has to be there. There's some essentials. Got to have sleigh ride. It's got to be there every year. Other than that, when I start picking the music, a lot of the pieces are medleys of different tunes. And for instance, Christmas Festival Overture, which is a piece we're going to be doing this year, has a bunch of different tunes, familiar Christmas tunes in it. I write out all of those tunes to make sure that by the end of the program, I haven't repeated Silent Night 5 times. to balance that all out. And besides that, there has to be something familiar. There has to be something new. There has to be something funny. There has to be something sentimental. It's just a mixture of everything. It's a pops concert. It's a, we call it holiday pops. Frankly, all the music is pretty much Christmas music, whether it's sacred or secular, because that's where all the music is at Christmas. Mm-hmm. Or the holiday season, we call it that. But it's all basically Christmas music, whether it's secular or sacred. So it just has to be a balance. You got to just make sure you include a good variety of the tunes out there and arrange them in a way that makes some dramatic sense.
Well, now at the Pops concerts and at the July 3rd concert out at Rock Valley College as well, we always seem to hear several arrangements and compositions by, is it Leroy or Leroy?
That's a really good question. Do you remember 1973 James Croce's hit Bad, Bad Leroy
yes.
Brown? Okay. Up to that point, I don't think I ever knew anybody with that name. So that name was always L-E-R-O-Y. It was always Leroy. And even after I started performing his works, it was always to me Leroy Anderson. And probably 20 years ago, I had the occasion to talk to his wife, his widow at that point, about some programming issues. And she very, very firmly corrected me. It was Leroy Anderson. And I've never forgotten that.
Okay, Leroy.
He's a very interesting man. He was born in 1908, died in 1975. Wrote just dozens and dozens of light classical works, many of which were premiered by the Boston Pops Orchestra, conducted by Arthur mm-hmm. Fiedler. John Williams, I think, called him the greatest American conductor of light classical music. And I think that's a title that's probably not going to be taken over by anybody anytime soon. Just had a fantastic gift for melody and for orchestration and subject matter, sometimes serious, sometimes whimsical. An interesting guy, too. He spoke many languages, all of the Nordic languages, including Icelandic, fluently.
Oh, my gosh.
As well as Italian and Portuguese. He was quite avid on the linguistic front. I don't think it had anything to do with what he wrote musically, but just a little interesting sidelight into who the man was.
Well, now, obviously, you're going to have Sleigh Ride.
Oh, yes.
On the bill. And everybody loves that, especially with the cracking whip. And
yes.
It's just amazing. But when Sleigh Ride, I think, first came on the scene, I don't think it had any lyrics, did it?
No.
It was strictly instrumental.
It was instrumental. Many of Anderson's songs, popular light classic pieces, ended up with words because, you know, if you write a catchy tune that's singable, sooner or later somebody will add words to it. sometimes naughty, sometimes nice. But in this case, I don't remember who wrote the words to Sleigh Ride right now, and doesn't affect us because we're playing it, we're not singing it. Yes, this is a piece that ended up with a second life as a Christmas song.
And as you mentioned earlier, you're going to also be performing Anderson's Christmas Festival Overture. And can you give us a little more information about that piece?
This is one of my favorite holiday pieces. And I seldom, I think maybe once or twice in the last 25 years or so have I done a Holiday Pops concert that didn't have Christmas Festival Overture. Mm-hmm. And there are actually two versions of it. Now, there are three versions of it. There's the long version, which we've done a couple of times. There's the usual version that people know. And there's the version with chorus. And this year we're doing the version with chorus. And it's a medley. It starts out with Joy to the World. It goes from there to Deck the Halls, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, Good King Wenceslas, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Silent Night, Jingle Bells, and finally the trombones come in with O Come All Ye Faithful at the end.
That sounds great. You are also featuring a couple of pieces by Robert Wendell, which is another person that we hear quite often.
Yes, I'm very fond of his arrangements. He's a wonderful arranger, New York-based.
One of them is called We're Having a Heat Wave for Christmas. What is that all about?
And this is an almost premiere. It's being performed for the first time the week before we're doing it.
Oh.
So we just missed on that one. It sounds a little bit absurd, perhaps, but think about this. We live in a northern temperate climate, and so we associate Christmas with white Christmases with snow. There's a lot of people in the world for whom Christmas takes place in the summer, or at least in the tropics. And this is about people who experience the holidays in a different way than we do. You know, Santa Claus in Bermuda shorts. Kind of a funny thing to think about, but when you're visiting the tropical regions to drop off presents, you've got to dress appropriately.
Well, of course. So does that mean that some of the folks in the orchestra are going to be wearing Bermuda shorts?
I hope not.
Well, this year's Holiday Pops is once again going to include the fabulous, we call it now, the Nielsen Chorale.
Yes.
And under the direction of someone that I think you're quite familiar with.
Yeah, what's her name now?
Marty somebody.
Yeah, Marty Bine.
Oh, yes, that's it. Yes.
Yes.
So what will they be performing?
They are being featured on the second half of the program, and they're doing a number of different pieces. They are singing along with the Christmas Festival Overture. We're doing the choral version, as I mentioned before. They're doing a piece. We're repeating a piece that we premiered probably 10 years ago by Michael Gilbertson, Iowa-based composer, Iowa-born composer. He wrote this piece called Behold the Savior for chorus and orchestra. He was 18, I think, at the time. And we did its premiere here, and it went over very well, so we decided to bring it back again this year. You mentioned we're having a heat wave at Christmas. They're also helping lead the Pops sing-along at the end. And then there's Brother Heinrich's Carol.
Right. Well, I believe there's will also be a piece performed by a small group from the chorale,
yes,
as well.
We call this group Ancora, which is Italian for again or yet, depending on how you want to use the adverb. It's a small group. It's 12 singers. They are the section leaders of the chorus. And they'll be performing on the first half of the program, four pieces for a cappella chorus. They are a Norwegian carol sung in Norwegian, I Am So Glad on Christmas Day, John Rutter's Cradle Song, a Deck the Halls in 7/8 time. That's kind of a feat to listen to. And a very funny piece by, it's called Throw the Yule Log, Uncle John. Throw the Yule Log on Uncle John. There we go. Had to get that straight. It was written supposedly by P.D.Q. Bach, who was the last and illegitimate son of the great Johann Sebastian Bach. And, of course, he never really existed. But he's an invention of the brilliant composer and humorist Peter Schickele. And he wrote this piece in the style of a madrigal. And this is a piece in which it shows the importance of punctuation, because throw the Yule log on Uncle John becomes throw the Yule log on Uncle John.
Yes, right. I was going to ask you that question. What was the intent there? Well, then of course there's another favorite that you're going to be featuring, the 12 Days of Christmas.
Yes,
we can't have a concert without that. And I understand that piece actually began as a chant or a rhyme way back in the 1700s or something like that.
Yeah, not quite exactly sure when, but it began in England. I think it was based on originally on a French poem or a French carol. And as everybody knows, it's a cumulative thing. You know, on the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge and a pear tree, and et cetera. And each time you say 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge and a pear tree. So it's a fun thing just to be able to try to remember all of the different things that your true love is giving you, and keep them all straight. After a while, it developed the melody that we are familiar with today, and it's undergone a few little changes. I guess the English first we used the words the 4 collie birds, which collie birds were blackbirds in England. And that became calling birds, at least in this country. It's become a great favorite and much parodied over the years. And we're doing this as a sing-along this year. And this is a kind of a fun moment for the audience, because they get to sing along with the orchestra, and we get to see how many times we can slip them up and have them singing in the wrong place.
Yeah, I was part of that previously. Yes. And believe me, I slipped up. But that's what makes it fun.
Yes, it is.
Now, you mentioned Brother Heinrich's Carol earlier. Yes. So what can we expect from
this
that?
This is a composition by the great British composer John Rutter, who's written so much lovely, lovely music, and a lot of it Christmas music. It's a story that's based on a 14th century Dominican abbot. Heinrich Suso was his name. And Brother Heinrich, as he was called, is credited with writing the Christmas carol in Dulce Jubilo, or Good Christian Men Rejoice, as it's usually known in this country. And supposedly he wrote this after hearing angels sing it. And John Rutter has turned this into a story about Brother Heinrich, who hears the angel singing it but can't quite complete it, and is helped by his donkey. And the donkey, who can only sing or bray 2 notes, becomes a very important part. And the donkey is played by the bassoon in the orchestra. It's a rather touching but also humorous little piece for narrator, chorus, and orchestra. Well, with bassoon solo.
Sounds intriguing. And then there's another piece, of course, that we need to always sing, and that's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Yes.
Which is one of my favorites. And this was actually part of a movie, I think.
Yes, originally. Meet Me in St. Louis, 1944, originally sung by Judy Garland in that movie, took on... got a life of its own after the movie. I think one of the most famous versions was recorded by Frank Sinatra, mm-hmm. Who changed some of the lyrics. His album that year was going to be called A Jolly Christmas. And one of the lines was, until then, we'll just have to muddle through somehow, which is kind of a gloomy way of looking at things. And he told the composer of the song, it's just, you know, the name of this album is A Jolly Christmas. Could you jolly up that line for me? So Martin, the name of the composer, he changed the line to Hang a Shining Star Upon the Highest Bough, which is the version we know today. And I guess in 2007, it got the distinction of being the third most recorded Christmas tune of all time.
All right. Now, we've gone over a lot of things that are going to be on the program. Can you give us an overview of some of the other music that we'll be hearing that evening?
Yes. Let It Snow, famous tune by Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein. Christmas a la Valse, it's an arrangement by Bob Wendell. We've done a number of times in the past. And Christmas a la Valse, the waltz style, he's taken a number of pieces that are written in 3/4 time and incorporated them as a kind of a kind of a Johann Strauss waltz medley, all in waltz tempo. And it's delightful to listen to, and it's kind of fun because we don't think of these pieces necessarily as being waltzes, except that we hear them played as a waltz. We realize, yes, they are. They're in 3/4 time, and they work very, very well that way. Jim Beckel wrote a medley called A Gospel Christmas, and that features tunes part of the African-American experience, Go Tell It on the Mountain, Steal Away to Jesus, Glory to That Newborn King, and Rise Up, Shepherd, and Follow. And finally, we close with a Holiday Pops sing-along, we always close with a sing-along, and we alternate between pop sing-along and sacred sing-alongs. This year, it's time for the pop sing-along, so we're doing this is the very first pop sing-along we did in our very first Holiday Pops concert, arranged by Lee Norris. Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Silver Bells, White Christmas, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas, Winter Wonderland, and Frosty the Snowman. And if you've been paying attention, you notice that none of those tunes were played anywhere else in the concert before the end.
I was paying attention, yes. Well, that sounds terrific. This is a Christmas tradition in the area, and so I would invite everyone to get their family together, get their friends together, visitors from out of town, and attend the Rockford Symphony's Orchestra's Holiday Pops. And that's happening on Saturday, December 21st at 7:30. If that doesn't work for you, Sunday, December 22nd at 3 o'clock.
Two choices
at the Coronado Performing Arts Center. And I'm telling you, what a great venue to get into the Christmas spirit. So for more information about this concert and more, go to rockfordsymphony.com or call 815-965-0049. This is Phil Davidson.
And this is Steve Larson.
Thank you for listening.